Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, May 26th, 2023, here are three big things you need to know. One, still no deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling. That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters last night as he left the U.S. Capitol. He noted lawmakers have been going back and forth with the White House all day. McCarthy says he'll be working in Washington over the holiday weekend. Two, starting next year, Ford electric vehicle customers will have access to 12,000 Tesla superchargers in North America. Ford President and CEO Jim Farley says they'll provide an adapter for the Ford F-150, the Mustang Mach-E, and e-Transit vehicles, and then switch to the same adapter used by Tesla in 2025. And three, the campaign for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis holding more than $8 million in the 24 hours after his 2024 presidential announcement. That number includes $1 million raised in the very first hour. He made his White House bid official on Wednesday night with a Twitter Spaces live stream. That is where we start this Friday morning, May 26th, all across the great state of Michigan. Thank you so much for being alongside Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve today. Also with you next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let's all take Monday off if we are able. Pleased to be back. It's been a couple of months. Things change quickly around here. You know, if you're not here for 2 months guest hosting, you never know what's going to happen. What's happened is new contenders in the presidential race, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, and now Ron DeSantis. There's the governor of North Dakota says he's getting in too. More on that coming up later on in today's program. But yes, Ron DeSantis is in. We'll talk with Phil Wegman later on in today's show from Real Clear Politics about what it means and what he's gleaned from interviews since the launch. Coming up on today's show, Phil Kirpin in hour number one on school closures and COVID. William Wagner, founder and president, Salt and Light Global, and the Great Lakes Justice Center. We'll talk to him about a couple of issues. Hour two brings the aforementioned Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics. Congressman Tim Walberg, we'll ask him what he knows about the debt ceiling negotiations. Lee Williams, Second Amendment, guns. And then on hour three, we'll talk with Mike from the Michigan Chamber and Tyson Langhofer from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Very interesting lawsuit just filed by ADF against Michigan State and a professor at Michigan State. When you hear what she's done, and I think Steve has talked about this at least once or twice this week, when you hear the lawsuits about, you're going to be, well, you'll be upset and happy at the same time that ADF is there to step in and work on behalf of these students. That's all coming up on today's show. We've got audio from Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, talking about the debt ceiling, talking about the Supreme Court decisions handed down yesterday as well. So that's coming up before we're done in, minus 3 hours or so, a little less than 3 hours or so. If you're not been with us before and you're new to the program, always, always new Steve Gruber Show listeners tuning in, my name is Scott Bertram, frequent guest host here on the program for Steve when he is away, and been doing it now for, I want to say, 6+ years, essentially, since I arrived from Illinois. Born and bred in Illinois, moved up here in January 2016 to Michigan, to Hillsdale specifically, and love it. Glad to be here, no doubt about that. Work here at Hillsdale College, where I am the general manager of the award-winning student radio station here, WRFH, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Audio Station of the Year for 2023. We got a nice little plaque that says that in the other room. Our students have done great things. They go on and get jobs in the industry and also win awards from a whole bunch of places, including the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and also IBS and CBI, two national organizations that hand out awards for college radio and college audio. I also am a lecturer in journalism here. I teach in the classroom journalism with our journalism department here at Hillsdale College. I am the director of the new Hillsdale College Podcast Network. I'll tell you more about that over the days I'm here. Fill it in for Steve. I'm the host of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. New episode in podcast form today on the radio over the weekend. I also host the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. You hear me hosting Political Beats over at National Review, where we talk with people in and around the political world about no politics at all, but only about our guest's favorite band or musical artist. We've done 120-plus episodes there. That is a fun show. In-depth look at the greatest musical artists and bands of all time. We have a special site for Patreon supporters, too, with bonus material and extras. That's patreon.com/politicalbeats. And if you've been with us before, you know, as we go in and out of breaks here today, we will celebrate the history of music. This day in history, whether it be number ones or birthdays or death days or anniversaries or special events, we'll hear it throughout the program today and have a little discussion about it as we go. Always a privilege and pleasure to be with you here on the program. Best way to find me online is via Twitter at Scott Bertram. That's S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. We will talk a bit about the debt ceiling in a few moments. As news from the Washington Post says, that maybe both sides are closer to a deal, though Kevin McCarthy late last night said maybe not. The Post sources are better than the House Speaker as a source. We'll run down what they have to say. But yes, Ron DeSantis is in the presidential race. The presidential primary made the announcement on Wednesday night, spent most of yesterday, Thursday, doing interviews with various outlets across the country, big-time radio shows and elsewhere. And you might not know, but he was here on Hillsdale's campus about a month and a half ago. And there's actually a podcast, a conversation between our president, Larry Arn, and the governor. It's the inaugural episode of the Larry P. Arn Show, which you can find on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network, podcast.hillsdale.edu, or search for the Larry P. Arn Show wherever you get your audio. So I spent a good portion of a day with the governor as we prepped and recorded this podcast. And then he gave a speech to about 1,000 people gathered here at the Cyril Center on Hillsdale's campus. So I will say that I had a good experience with him. He was friendly, outgoing, and very good on policy, very well versed on policy, very good talking to various people here on campus who had questions for him about what he's done in Florida, what he plans to do, although at that point he was not running for president, but you know, his national picture, what he might do taking the Florida model nationally. And he was very good. And the podcast is excellent. He was, again, well-versed on all the issues that we discussed on the podcast. He's a formidable candidate. And looking at a track record of success, what he's done in Florida, to take Florida from, if you recall, not that long ago, a very purple state, a state that was unclear each election cycle, blue, red, to, for now, a solid red state. There is not a lot of question about which way Florida is going to go in the 2024 presidential election, no matter whom the nominee is on the Republican side. And a lot of that credit can fall at the feet of the governor, who showed Florida voters what Republican and conservative governance means to them personally. They liked it. They're voting for him. That's a big that is a big entry into the race. More on that throughout the show and, well, next week and into the future. Primary season upon us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from accounts payable, dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer, and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.com.